You have a couple of community announcements, so let's go ahead and do those. One Voice Mixed Chorus will be performing on Saturday, February 5th at 8 o'clock p.m. and on Sunday, February 6th at 3 o'clock p.m. That's at the Janice Wallace Auditorium on the campus of McAllister College in St. Paul. Tickets are available at Amazon.com. No, it's not. Boy, ooh, that was a slip, huh? Anyway, tickets are available at Amazon Bookstore, the original, the one, the only, the fabulous Amazon Bookstore located in Loring Park. You can get tickets there. And probably from One Voice Mixed Chorus members. This flyer doesn't say where else you can get tickets, so, but I do know that they have them at Amazon. And the performance will be wheelchair accessible and interpreted in American Sign Language and printed on programs in both Braille and large print. You can, here's a hotline for tickets, is 612-344-9663. And they will be featuring the music of Ruth McKenzie, who is a dyke here in town, who's written the Kalevala, which you've heard me play here before. She will be featured at this concert as well. So that's One Voice Mixed Chorus, Songs of the Soul is the name of their concert, Saturday and Sunday, this coming weekend, February 5th and 6th. Next Saturday, you could just spend all day just doing stuff. Saturday, February 5th at Intermedia Arts is the monthly Vulva Riot Cabaret. That's located at Intermedia Arts, 2822 Lindale Avenue South. The cabaret begins at 7 o'clock. This one is curated by Susan Raffo, and it is a fundraiser for the Host Home Project. It's called The Femme Show, and it features artists Joanna Cotti, Jen Fennell, Ayenga Bukamba, Susan Raffo, and Morgan Thorson. If you want more information about Vulva Riot, or if you want to get on their mailing list, you can call Eleanor at 375-7657. And then the North Memorial Research Center seeks candidates for breast cancer study. North Memorial Research Center, a service of the North Memorial Healthcare, is currently screening candidates for participation in an important breast cancer study. North Memorial Research is one of the 20 centers in the United States chosen to conduct the Roche Breast Cancer Study, an open-label trial to evaluate the effectiveness of a combination drug regimen for women with metastatic breast cancer. Although great strides are being made, metastatic breast cancer continues to be a formidable disease. In 1999, the American Cancer Society reported a 5-year survival rate for only 22% of the women with this type of cancer. That's why opportunities to discover new therapies are so important. To participate in the study, which involves the drug combination, candidates must meet the following criteria. You must be 18 to 75 years old, have at least one measurable lesion that has not yet been irradiated, and must not be pregnant or lactating. For more information or to find out if you qualify for the study, contact Terry Welcher at North Memorial Research Center. Their phone number is area code 612-520-7167. And Starhawk will be in town. She'll be at the old Arizona Studios on Friday night. There's an opening ritual from 8 p.m. This is February 11th, 12th, and 13th. The Friday night ritual, February 11th, is at 8 o'clock. There's a Saturday workshop called On Being a Shameless Empowered Woman. That's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a one-hour lunch break on February 12th. And then on February 13th, a Sunday, there's a workshop for women and men called Holding Power Well, and that's from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you want more information about this event, you should contact Old Arizona Studios. Again, this is for Starhawk. Their phone number is area code 612-871-0050. And that's going to wrap it up for community announcements. And we're going to get back to featuring music by lesbians who have recorded music by other lesbians, featuring the original writer and recorder, and then featuring the person who emulated it. I think that's a fine way of putting it. This next set we're going to lovingly call the Farron Set. The album is Testimony, and there's a couple of songs on this album that have been recorded by a couple of other artists. And, you know, Farron is quite marvelous. She's an incredible songwriter, so it seems only fitting that she should be honored by other lesbians who want to perform her music. So we're going to start off with the first song, which is Ain't Life a Brook. And again, you are listening to the Lesbian Power Authority. This is KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul. And here comes Farron.
I watch you reading a book. I get to thinking our love's a polished stone. You give me a long, drawn look. I know pretty soon you're gonna leave our home. And of course I might, especially when I'm thinking from my heart. But life don't clickety-clack down the street line track. It come together and it come apart. You say you hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go, taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. You give me the furniture, we'll divide the photographs, go out to dinner one more time, have ourselves a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. When first you left, I stayed so sad I wouldn't sleep. I know that love's a gift, I thought yours was mine, and something that I could keep. Now I realize time is not the only compromise. A bird in the hand could be an all-night stand between a blazing fire and a pocket of sky. And so I hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go, taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. I covered the furniture, I framed the photographs, went out to dinner one more time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. Just the other day, I've got your letter in the mail. I'm happy for you, it's been so long. You've been wanting a cabin and a backwoods trail, and I think that's great. Me, I seem to find myself in school. It's all okay, I just wanna say I'm so relieved we didn't do it cruel. But ain't like a brook, just when I get to feeling like a polished stone, I give me a long, drawn look. Kind of a drag to find yourself alone, and sometimes a mind, especially when I'm waiting on your heart. But life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It come together and it come apart. Cause I know you're not the kind to make me feel obliged to go, taking through my time with a pain look in my eyes. I sold the furniture, I put away photographs, went out to dinner one last time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. But wasn't it fun?
Salon, tu lis un bouquin. Je te regarde en pensant que notre amour est fin. À cet instant, tu me jettes un regard. Je sais que bientôt tu me diras au revoir, puis ça me dérange. Car je pense au fond de mon cœur que dans la vie il y a des hauts et des bas, des choses qui sont et d'autres qui ne sont pas. Tu dis que tu espères que je ne sois pas le genre à te faire de la peine et laisser traîner ce qui est terminé. Tu m'as donné les meubles, les photos, les a séparés. On est allé au restaurant prendre une bière tout en parlant. J'étais si triste, je n'avais plus sommeil. Oh, l'amour que tu m'as donné, je pensais
si bien regardé, mais je l'aimais. Ne va surtout pas croire que le temps nous a tués. On a seulement eu peur, oh, de trop d'éternité. Je sais que je ne suis pas le genre à te faire de la peine, mais laisse traîner ce qui est terminé. J'ai recouvert les meubles, les photos, je les ai encadrées. Et je suis allée au restaurant, j'ai pris une bière tout en pensant à nos belles années. Ta lettre, j'étais tout excitée. Je suis contente pour toi. Ça fait longtemps que tu veux te bâtir dans le bois et moi je continue. Oh, j'ai mes cours à l'université et surtout je suis heureuse de la façon dont nous nous sommes laissés. La vie est drôle quand on pense que rien ne peut nous arrêter. À ce moment qu'on se casse la gueule, on se retrouve une autre fois toute seule, puis ça me dérange, car j'attends toujours après ton cœur. Mais dans la vie, il y a des hauts et des bas, des choses qui sont et d'autres qui ne sont pas. Je sais que tu n'es pas le genre à me faire de la peine. Ce qui est terminé, j'ai vendu les meubles, les photos, je les ai rangées. Et je suis allée au restaurant, j'ai pris une bière, puis là j'ai pensé à toi, mais pour la dernière fois.
Thank you. Misty mountain, wildflowers by the ground, down by the rushing river, force wears those boulders down. Me, I'm underneath my covers. Me, I'm trapped inside my brain, up above the misty mountain, up above the rushing river. Eagle takes the wind.
What?
The eagle takes the wind, my friends. The eagle takes the wind. It makes me think like this, my friends. Where does the eagle live in me? Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh. I swear they'll know what's by our voice.
big fight. Everything seems to go around. I looked up, to my surprise, the gal I was with was gone. Why she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes. Folks said I'm crooked, I didn't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I do it. Ain't nobody caught me. Y'all got to prove it on me. Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. There must be women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear color and a tie. Make the wind blow all the while. But the say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
But I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my hand. Took me dancing across the floor.
Okay, well, we'll just let Melanie sing here behind us. This is Melanie D'Amore with, with Love and Affection, which was the song that first was recorded by Joan Armatrading. We heard her version first, Love and Affection. And before that, we heard Faith Nolan with the Prove It On Me Blues. That was a copy of a song that was originally recorded by Ma Rainey. That was the first version we heard. That was Ma Rainey's version was recorded back in 1928. And Faith Nolan's version was recorded in the late 80s. That was the Prove It On Me Blues. Before that, we heard some re-recordings of Farron's songs. The first one was Ain't Life a Brook from the Testimony album, recorded by Farron, and then re-recorded by Lucy Blue Tremblay. Her version was in French, and it was called Nos Belles Années. That was off of her Lucy Blue Tremblay album, recorded by Olivia. And then Farron's cover, Misty Mountain, also from the Testimony album, was recorded recently by Toshi Reagan on her CD called Kindness. So we heard that. And then that was it for the Farron set. And now that's going to wrap it up here for the Lesbian Power Authority. My name is Mev. This is KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul. You want to stay tuned for This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay News Magazine. That's coming up at 10:30, and then Forbidden Fruit comes up at 11 o'clock. We're going to go out this evening with another re-recording. I'm not going to play the original because we're out of time this evening. This was fun, thanks to the callers who said that they were enjoying this, and there's still more. So maybe we can finish it up next week because there are some other twins out there in terms of the music. We're going to leave, though, this evening with just the re-recorded version. This is a young band, relatively new to the scene. They're called The Butchies, and the song that they had recorded is Chris Williamson's song, Shooting Star. So we're going to go out with that this evening. Thank you. You're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul. Stay tuned for This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay News Magazine. This program is supported by Lavender Magazine, serving the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and friends. Lavender Magazine is distributed biweekly throughout the Twin Cities and the region. Lavender can be viewed online at www.lavendermagazine.com. Stay tuned.